Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I don't think there's really any debate on this important issue in our lives as to whether or not the puffy or crunchy Cheetos are better. Right. It's always the crunchy ones.
Yeah, always the crunchy ones. Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless you're eating those Planters cheese balls that come in the can.
Those are good.
Which I like it in the can.
I love those cheese balls.
They're okay. I would rather have
yeah, yeah, crunchy Cheetos better.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lady in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's in Oklahoma. Who was busted, and she's facing burglary charges because of a break-in in someone's house. The police say that she pried off a window screen and climbed into the home but didn't take anything. All they found was an empty bag of Cheetos in the house.
Okay.
Later, when they caught up to her and she was suspected and they were questioning her, she had Cheeto residue in her teeth and on her hands.
Yeah. Busted.
Yeah.
That's even creepier to me. That she didn't take anything. That would freak me out more.
Yeah, right. What is she doing in there? Or would it be more insulting, like, what? I don't have anything worth taking?
Yeah.
To some Cheeto fiend?
A little snobby.
Yeah. Who the hell does she think she is?
Yeah.
Up in here with Cheeto dust.
I'm sure she was beautiful, too.
Yeah. Especially with orange teeth.
Yeah. That's so weird. So what did they arrest her for? Just breaking and entering?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she didn't steal anything.
She's not a thief.
Right.
I ain't no thief.
Right. I just needed to get in the house for a drink.
Yeah. They were
her Cheetos had me thirsty.
Yeah, they were her Cheetos. She brought the Cheetos in.
I didn't say. Yeah, I guess so, because then that would count as burglary if she stole the Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They found, I think they found the Cheeto dust on the screen that she pried off, too.
Just having a snack and doing some B&E.
So that means that she had to, where did she put the Cheetos down as she was breaking in the house?
Yeah. You need two hands to put them down
and then pick them back up and climb through the window eating them.
So that's what I'm curious about. So she had Cheetos already and then got more from inside?
No, they were hers to begin with. And she keeps eating them through the house when she's in there.
Right, but if she didn't steal anything, what's the burglary charge?
I don't know. They said she's facing burglary charges. Maybe that's what she took was the Cheetos.
My theory was
that she didn't steal anything.
Oh, because I figure she probably was all hopped up on whatever, already had some Cheeto residue on her fingers, broke into this house, found more Cheetos. I don't know.
She's like, perfect.
So she climbed
into the home, but left without taking anything.
I thought maybe the burglary came from the fact that she ate their Cheetos or something.
I would fight somebody. Don't eat my Cheetos.
Sharon, what the hell are you doing?
I think I'm going to fight you regardless if you're in my house.
Well, yeah, but you ate my Cheetos. Now you're getting extra beat up.
Because I'm scared at that point.
So,
I'm not,
You think you could find a mugshot of her?
I got it. Right
you
here.
Did?
Yeah. Her name's Cher.
Is she fine? Like you suspected?
So hot.
Yeah.
No, she's not bad. She's not crazy.
Sharon Carr.
The hell you doing, Sharon?
Look like Sharon Carr wreck. She got a beard? No, she didn't have a beard.
Sharon Carr wreck.
Was it regular Cheetos, you said?
Doesn't say.
I don't know. I just threw that part in there. It wasn't relevant to the story. I just thought that needed to be discussed.
Hot Cheetos are the best. Out of all the Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos?
Yeah, I love hot Cheetos. Yeah. Even if I'm dying eating them, I love them.
I find Cheetos to be slightly overrated. They're not as great as everybody thinks. They're good. And I'm, you know, like TJ said, though, I'm with you 100%. Crunchy all the way. But still, they're good.
Not in my top five
snacks. They're not in my top five, no.
But when I'm craving them, I want them.
I don't ever crave
Cheetos. Because the crunchy ones are really salty. And yeah. I like a salty. Now, if you've never taken a Cheeto and done what to it, Riggins, with French onion dip? What do I always say? Drag it through some French onion dip.
Is that good?
Hell yeah.
I bet your breath is kicking after Cheetos and French onion dip.
French onion dip is delicious, though. That is really good stuff.
About the only way I will eat nacho cheese Doritos is if I got onion dip to put it in.
That was a French onion dip was a staple in my house before ranch dressing, ranch dip came about.
Do you remember the kind that you used to make with an onion dip packet, like you do ranch? You would just mix it with sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, delicious. That was that with Ruffles. That's all we ever had.
Yeah, us too. You can drop some cheese in that bad boy. We did get some Fritos, big scoops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have Fritos scoops when you were growing up?
Later on.
We were teenagers, I think, when they came.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
But that dip was a staple. That French onion dip was a staple in my house. My mom always had that around in a little clear bowl. Mm-hmm. And she would put some little saran wrap on the top of it, and sometimes that just sucked by the time you got down to the bottom. You've been sitting there for a couple of days.
But you know what really used to suck, Riggins? When you ask about the scoops, before they had the scoops, we would get regular size Fritos and try to. We always had that Frito-Lay bean dip in the can, you know, that comes right there.
I knew you.
And you're trying to drag those little ass Fritos through that, and they would break.
You could,
and you get it all on your fingers.
Yeah, you couldn't get a decent amount of dip on that little ass chip. I know that's why they created the scoops, because you got this awesome dip and these great chips that go great together. Except a tiny chip keeps breaking off in there, and you can't. You've got to get up with it all over your fingernails, under your fingernails.
They should make tortilla-sized Fritos. Like tortilla chip-sized Fritos. Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing they should make, and I guess they do, because you know, they have the scoops.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Not just the Fritos, the regular Tostitos.
Yeah,
But I hate when a chip comes out of the bag, like we just got those lime chips to dip with some salsa tonight, and the effing chip is as big as my hand. It's like, then when you break it up, it breaks up into these bunch of tiny little pieces. Yeah. I just like half size that. I want to be able to get it in that jar of salsa while I'm standing at the counter.
You know what I like with the with the tortilla chip scoops, the tortillas, the Tostitos scoops, put them on a plate and then drop cheese into every one of them.
Okay.
Sprinkle the cheese out so that scoop is holding the cheese. And then put salsa on it and put it in the microwave. Make nachos out of it.
Yeah, it's good.
That's really good.
I just realized, as you were saying that, though, TJ, I'm going to put zero effort into putting forth a snack. I go to this pantry and open it up and look and see, do we have chips? Yes. Okay, we've got salsa? Yes. I'll just stand at the counter, where I can see the television, and just put the bag down there and eat until I'm full or I've run out, and then like, okay, that was a good snack. I'm going to go put these back now. And I'm done. I put no effort into making a snack.
What's really good, though, is you do what I just said to make those nachos, but also take that that Tostitos white queso dip in the jar and then drizzle that all and put that all over those chips, too, and then put it in the microwave.
That sounds awesome.
Beer. Get you a cold beer.
Yum.
Eat that.
Clean that shit up.
I wonder if the Doritos Cool Ranch would taste good with that French dip we were talking about, the French onion dip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, I'm like, maybe
cool
I
want Ranch
that.
Cool Ranch Doritos are delicious with anything.
Because they have so much flavor on them already. It just adds to whatever you put it with.
But, yeah, before all those other chips were created, TJ's right. Like, Ruffles and that French onion dip were one of the only snacks we always had in our house as a kid.
Ruffles are so good. They hit the spot.
But I didn't even like Fritos when I was growing up unless they had chili on it.
Yeah.
Because of that. Because you couldn't put dips on it because they were too little.
I did because my dad loved Fritos. They were always around. But then when I was a kid and I didn't like lettuce, I would take the little tiny Fritos and put them on my, like on a hamburger or on a sandwich or something so that my sandwich would crunch like my parents. sandwich. So my dad ate a sandwich. It had some crunch to it from the lettuce, so I wanted crunch. I'd put Fritos on
it.
I'd still put Fritos on
it. I know. And then he moved out.
Way to make it dark. Yeah,
he packed up his crunch and left. Right,
hauled his
and
ass.
There was no crunch. Yeah.
He was still my daddy, though. I loved him. We were very close.
Muncha, 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 muncha. Fritos go with lunch.
I just put chips on sandwiches in general. It doesn't matter what type. It's a little crunch. A chip sandwich.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, you and your best friend Rob, both of you do that.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he does it. He puts cow chips on his, though. I don't even know where to get
those. What is a cow chip?
Cow doo-doo.
Ew. Gross. Nasty. Yeah.
I can remember. Yeah. But I remember when they created, because I'm that damn old, when they created the first time, like they brought those snack packs home, like, holy crap, we can have all these kinds of chips. Because, my mom didn't play. She was spending exactly this amount at the grocery store. So there was no get three or four different bags of chips, whatever it was. You get, get the bag of chips you want. That was chips for the week. You were done. That was end of story. So you better save them. But when she first started bringing those home, like, oh, my God, I could have Cheetos one day and Fritos the next day and Ruffles another day. It was like, this is too much. Sensory overload. I can't handle it.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with a plain Lay's potato chip.
Yeah, we rarely had regular Lay's around the house.
You can't dip that hardly.
Yeah.
No. Yep. The wind will break those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I like to do? And this may come with some... Because I like to drag things through other things. It doesn't even have to be a dip. Like when I take Wheat Thins and drag them through pimento cheese.
Mm.
That's good.
That'd be good.
I love good fresh pimento cheese. Mm.
Do you make it?
No, I've never made it, but
Please tell her how to make it.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less about how to make pimento cheese.
What the hell is pimento cheese?
You know what pimentos are, right? The red bell pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the different cheeses and spice. I mean, you can use this, just cheddar if you want.
Oh, really?
But then put those little peppers in it, and that's what makes it pimento cheese.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, and it is, I tell you,
sometimes it's spicy.
Not at the top of my list of great. It's like, it's okay.
Pimento cheese.
It's okay.
I don't know that I buy it, but I like it when it's out.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever had it. I don't think I've ever lived in a house where we made it or anything. Mm-hmm. Or had. We never really have it, but like if you go to somebody else's house, you'll have it.
You get it on a nice toast point and spread it on there.
Yeah, I don't want a toast point.
Yeah, it's
like, how many toast points you eating in your life?
I don't even know what a toast point is.
It's like the small little.
That's some bougie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they're called.
I was about to ask, who the hell makes toast for a snack?
That's what it's called.
Is it like
my mom used to.
No, it's like bread, but extra crunchy.
Like a Melba toast kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You remember my mom used to say my mom would love Melba toast. I'd be like, that's our hairdresser's name.
Melba.
What the hell are you talking about? Melba's making toast?
Melba toast, my neighbor. Melba.
Nobody buying Melba toast.
Melba toast.
Melba got my hair too damn short this time. She just got scissor happy.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
You going to call and make an appointment with Melba? She fills up fast.
Melba tough.
Melba's doing a permanent for me Friday.
That's Melba toast.
That was her name. I thought, why is my mom eating Melba's toast? What's so great about it? Some sort of innuendo
that
I don't know about?
What a name.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a great name. Melba.
Melba.
Melba. This is my mom's friend, Melba.
Wow.
Have you ever heard that name? It's an old school country name, I guess.
Melba.
I think the fact that it was a country name speaks for itself.
Mama's hairdresser.
Mama's hairdresser. She does her.
Oh, Melba.
Oh, we got to take a break. But her husband is the one I've told y'all about before. I'll refresh your memory after we take a break.
Oh, God,
he worked in the salon with her.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Next.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
All right, so growing up in my little small town in Louisiana, my mom's hair, I think back then she was called a beauty operator, not a stylist.
A beauty operator,
even though she was a licensed stylist, cosmetologist, whatever they used to call them. Her name was Melba, super sweet and very good. Oh, she could feather my hair like nobody's business. Ooh. Looking like Eric Estrada when I'd walk out of there. I looked like a blonde, green-eyed Eric Estrada. You know who Eric Estrada is?
I don't.
In the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, he was the sex symbol. He was on the show Chips.
Yeah.
The Highway Patrol. Mm-hmm. He's still good-looking, too. He's like 90. He looks good.
Big white teeth.
That's how your hair looked.
Except blonde.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Say his name.
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada. I like the way now she says it slowly because she knows I'm going to say, slow it down, slow it down. Slow it down. I can't understand you.
His real name is Enrique, actually.
Enrique. Yeah, that's Eric is short for Enrique, isn't it? Like Chewy is short for... Chewbacca.
Okay.
What is Chewy short for?
It's
and that's Mexican, right? It's not El Salvadorian.
Yeah, Jesus, I think.
Okay.
Cristo.
Wait,
like
Chewy is short for Jesus?
Yeah. I think so. I'm going to look it up.
Or is it
Cristobal?
Cristobal, not Christopher. Yeah. Cristobal.
How is Chewy short for Jesus? It's the same length.
Why is Chewy short for Jesus? That's the one of the searches.
Why is it?
So it's very common for people named Jesus to be called by their families and friends Chucho. I don't know. That's just what it says. Chewy for short.
Okay.
Chucho.
So I don't know, but whatever.
So anyway, Miss Melba had her little beauty shop, and her husband was a partner in there with her, and he was also a stylist. And a lot of my friends used to complain because if they went and Melba was going to cut their hair and he would shampoo them beforehand, he would want to start popping the zits on their face.
Ooh. Oh, man. What the hell?
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my friend Shan, I don't know if any. He just, one time when I was in there, he just stopped and looked at my face, like just kind of froze and started looking at like some blemishes or whatever that I had. He didn't try to bust up on anything. But my friend Shannon said that one time he went in there again. This is just a story. I don't know it to be a fact. I don't want to get sued. But then he goes, you have a blackhead in your ear.
What?
Do you want me to get that? Can you get that blackhead out of your ear? And my friend Shannon, he's a country ass. And he goes, I don't give a shit. Yeah, if you want to. Oh. He's like 15. Oh, hell, I don't give a shit if you want to.
Oh.
I know, right? Can you imagine that happening today in the big city?
No.
Like where you go, Riggins, with that hot hairdresser. But you had to stop going to her, didn't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
I mean, I'm embarrassed, but it's fine. She don't care.
And what are you embarrassed by? The tip that you gave her?
Yeah.
You over-tipped her, and now do you still over-tip her to keep up with that?
Yeah.
Let me cut your hair, man.
I do it with everybody.
But I need to walk your dog or something.
He over-tipped her, and then now he has to continue over-tipping her, or she'll think, hey, he's not tipping me enough because he backed off of what his normal is. He created an over-normal.
Yeah.
Which is bad business.
You're embarrassed because you over-tip her?
Am I embarrassed? I don't know if that's the right word, but it's awkward.
And you over-tip her because she's hot?
No, she did a good job. She was real nice. And, you know, I'm a bit of a celebrity, so, you know, I just... she did a good job. I was, you know, I throw money at things.
It was Christmas, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Christmas.
It wasn't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I do that.
Now you're either stuck with doing that or you got to find somebody different to cut your hair.
Yeah.
Is she the one that waxes your nose hairs?
No, that was a different place.
Yeah.
I stopped going to her because, that girl was so hot. That was Gwen's friend.
Yeah.
Gwen was the one that told me about her, I think. So hot. Put her boobs in your face, like when she washes your hair. Real Southern. Real cute. Talk about drinking Mountain Dew all the time. I'll drink pretty much Mountain Dew all day. I don't drink coffee. I drink Mountain Dew. But I stopped going there because it was in a place that was mostly women, and the waiting room was also like a boutique. So I had to sit in like this women's boutique and then go up, and every client was a woman. But this was the one girl that did men's haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the place is very feminine. It was just weird, but yeah.
And then I saw you felt the need, though, while you were in there to make them laugh.
Yes.
And all that. You had to entertain when you went in there. It was a pressure you put on yourself.
Yeah. Because she
was funny. I know what that's like.
And it's more of a, it's not fun. Like,
right.
In the moment, it's great, but it's not fun.
Yeah. It's like putting the pressure on yourself to always have to stop and think of a witty reply to text messages.
Yeah.
Even when it's like, what do you want from the grocery store? It's like, okay, they're expecting me to be funny here.
Especially,
what am I going to say?
When you're so vulnerable, you've got a cape on wrapped around your neck, your hair looks crazy, and you're trying to like put it on. It was a lot. It was a lot. So I ended up going to this place and also screwed it up because, you know, I'm a dickhead, pretty much.
So how has that cut down the number of times you can get your hair cut?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going there all the time like I normally would. It's like, I can't afford to. I'm going to go broke if I keep going to it.
We need to do that on the regular old show. What trap have you put yourself in?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Her along with the dog walker, I'm going to have to start delivering pizzas. That dog walker's got the life.
The dog walker you have now?
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty good sign that you may be over-tipping her, overpaying her when she got rid of all of her other clients.
Yeah. I started looking through her log, and I'm like, you've only walked my dog for the last 6 months.
I may be overpaying you,
but yeah, I can't go back now.
She's attractive?
What the hell? Is my dog walker attractive?
Yeah,
she's cute.
So you went from paying nothing for dog walking and pet sitting and all that from the El Salvadorian neighbor to now it's your biggest expense. Is it more than your rent?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
More than your grocery bill?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, in a week, it's more than my grocery bill.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's crazy. But she's great. And she's very appreciative of it all.
Oh, yeah.
But her boyfriend is probably like, keep that going and get your ass out of the house, get a job. Like, keep walking that damn dog.
I thought you were going to say her boyfriend's probably like, what are you doing to make him overpay you that much?
I wouldn't doubt it.
What the hell? You only want one guy's dog now? What's that guy doing?
Yeah. I would have 1,000 questions. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
What are you
really
doing in his apartment when you're over there?
Yeah. Yeah. And she comes over on the weekends. Like, if I need to go out, she comes over on the weekends and, you know, hangs out. And she's like, anytime. And I'm like, I know, anytime.
She's like an attorney.
She's on call.
As soon as she answers the phone when you call her, as soon as she answers your text message, boom, the clock starts.
Yeah. I knew it was a problem when she started giving me gifts. I'm like, wait a minute. This is not the way it's supposed to work. Yeah.
Alexis, when you were waiting tables and stuff, did you have people that you knew were over tippers?
Oh, yeah.
And then you would always make sure they sat in your section? Or would they ask for your section?
They would ask. I had this one lady that would come in every Sunday morning, and she would leave me a $100 tip, and her bill would only be like $20.
No every way. Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Nice.
It's like, oh, I'm done for the day. I got my money. Every wow. single Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my friend Jenny's an over tipper.
I do too. Mm. I over tip.
Like, now, even if she puts the bill, she's one of those who puts the bill on a credit card, she throws down cash for the tip.
Yeah.
Or she'll always add cash to if somebody else is leaving the tip or whatever. She always, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm a good tipper.
Yeah, I'm a good tipper.
But I'm not. You know, nobody's going to, you know, give up the rest of their customers just because I'm coming in.
Yeah, I'm trying to
tell you that.
I think that I'm trying to crunch, like, what the percentage is. I mean, it's.
Oh, like if you tip 50, you're supposed to tip 20%, you're tipping like 200%.
Maybe 200. It might be 200.
Oh, Lord.
It might be 200.
You're tipping 200%.
I think so. Maybe more.
Sheesh.
Damn, I was about to ask, are you think you're tipping over 30% and you're like, well, 200%?
Like, give me.
Are you looking
job.
It up real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to.
How do you do that times?
You have
point,
to.
Point. Like, what do you do? You times it point. 0.200.
Well, take yeah,
because I'm assuming it's going to be 200%.
Well, can you write down the numbers? You can kind of look at them and see.
I don't think he wants us to know.
He probably wants to know.
I don't think I want to know.
I mean, it's insane. Yeah,
200%.
Yeah, a little more, but.
Oh, my God. What? You're paying more in tip than for the service?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you're 200%. Crazy.
Yeah, but does she even work for a service anymore? Or is she just on her
yeah,
own?
Yeah, no, she still does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I even offered. I was like, you want to do this off the books? Like, you know, so they don't take a cut of your money? She's like, no, because then I like sending you pictures and stuff. I'm like, okay. I don't care about the pictures.
Oh, of the dog.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, you can text okay, them,
I was saying, you must be tipping her a lot if she's just offering up pictures like yeah. that.
Or something cute.
I tipped her so much she felt guilty and started sending them nudes.
Yeah, I wish you would.
So she comes over and just hangs out?
Yeah.
Even when you don't need her service?
So she has before.
Yeah. Just to see the dog?
Yeah, because we took a vacation not to for over Christmas. And she was like, well, I'm going to miss him. I'm like, okay. Come on over.
What?
And then I took the opportunity to bounce.
Yeah.
I don't just hang out there with her. Right. The other dog walker I did.
So
she'd come over, have coffee, and
And you
leave.
Paid her for that.
Yeah.
To come in. Wait.
So she.
Wait. She decides, I'm coming over yeah. to visit.
I miss the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you pay her when she said, hey, I'm going to come over and visit the dog. And you're like, yeah. sure. But then you end up paying her for that time.
Yeah, because I used it to my advantage. And I took off and left for a couple hours and did things I had to do.
Now, does she know that you're going to do that?
No.
I bet she does. I bet
maybe she
does.
Like,
he's not going to just sit there with me. So he'll go off.
So I genuinely see the dog and he'll pay me and tip me 200%.
Yeah, I mean, she's clearly she's cared for by the boyfriend, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's that big of a deal to her. I don't know.
Well, then stop it and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal, yeah. though.
Absolutely.
I want to visit the dog. I'm going to get paid to visit the dog.
Well, even if you cut it down to 100%.
Yeah. But I can't now.
So let me ask a question. So if I'm doing this right, let's say you tip $50. 100% tip would be a $50 tip, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. So let's say it's $50. You're paying her $100 in tip and $50 for the service.
Yeah, but it's not that much.
I know. I'm just using round figures because it's easy for me to do the math. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the boyfriend has come over one time. She told me, she was like, he's coming with me if that's okay. I don't care. So, and I have a feeling that he wanted to just come see what's doing.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
Why are you? And sure enough, yeah, he went. And
I can't blame him for that.
Not at all.
When he hears the scenario, he's like,
I'm going to check out, make sure there's no weird cameras in weird places and stuff.
I think anybody could look at that and go, I can understand him wanting to be a little cautious in this
scenario.
Absolutely.
I understand. But I've still seen her in face-to-face four times. You know, we don't have interaction.
How often does she walk the dog?
Every day.
Oh, I mean, I know, but I mean, how many times a day? More than once?
No, just once.
Yeah, while he's at work.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if she came like maybe at 7 and then at 10 or something.
And the only reason because you walk him right before you come to work.
Yeah.
She goes over a few hours later, walks him again, and that's so he won't start barking and mess with the neighbors.
Yeah, and get him out of the crate.
Yeah.
Because he's in that crate.
Right.
So I get him out of there. And then she leaves, and he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't make a sound.
Yeah, so it's not even really necessary for her to come over at that time. It's just extra that you're taking precautions.
The walk is, you know, boom, bing, bing, bing. It's not even like a mile walk. It's like, you know, around the block.
So but you hire her to walk your dog in the 4 to 5 hours that you're not at home?
Yeah. Wow. Get him because he's in the crate. Oh, he's too big to be in a crate, to me. I know people are like, you can leave your dog in a crate for 8 hours.
I'm like, people do that all the time.
I don't want to leave him in a crate
for 8 hours. But he can't stay out of the crate in the house without you there?
Well, it's a whole thing because they teach you to crate train him.
Yeah.
And which I did, and he was perfect. And they say dogs like routine. So I was like, great. So do I. But the moment you break that routine, shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
So if I leave unexpectedly, he's like, where are you going? He might start barking. And I'm so sensitive that my neighbors would hear that. They live in a nice place. They pay a lot of money. I wouldn't want to hear a dog barking next to me at 6:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, what you need to get out of these predicaments you put yourself in, this is where you need a wife. Because I'm the same way, because I don't like controversy. I'm embarrassed by things. I don't want to come back and go, I really can't afford to do this all the time. It's embarrassing.
The fixer.
You know, so then you have a wife come along and go, I'll take care of it. And then she would start paying and saying, here's, okay, we're good. And still tipping her, giving her handsome, you know, gratuity, but not 200%.
Yeah, how disappointing will it be to go down to your regular 20 to 25% tip when you begin getting tipped 200%?
Right. Problem. Right, and then you always love this kind of out anyway. You go, hey, I know, what are you going to do? She's a bitch.
Yeah,
sorry, my wife's a bitch. I tried to talk her out of cutting your tip, but what am I going to do? You know, she's really tightening the reins here on the finances.
She's a tyrant.
Like, I'll try to slip you some extra if I can, but she only gives me 20 a week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Did y'all see that dad that made a beer bong for his kid in Seattle?
No.
Yeah, the kid needed is a little baby.
Yeah.
Needed to gain some weight before, because he was in a small percentile of weight, and the baby wasn't taking the bottle so well, so he made a little beer bong with a nipple at the end of it, and was feeding the baby that way.
There are better ways.
Cool. Mm.
I mean, the baby doesn't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there are better ways.
Yeah, but not if you want to go viral. Duh, what's more important?
You're right, TJ. Not if you want to go viral.
And then this this other thing from Reddit, from that section called Today I Effed Up. You kids have probably seen this, mm-hmm. including Ace. This woman says that her boyfriend's mom was coming over, and so she was straightening up and all, and the mom came over and sat on the couch. And then she forgot to take the sex shackles off the coffee table.
Shackles, oh my.
The coffee table.
Yeah, and her boyfriend's mom says, so I don't want to ask what's up with the handcuffs on the table, but what's up with the handcuffs on the table? And then she said that she responded, quote, don't worry about it. Also, they aren't handcuffs. They're shackles. She said on the bright side, she at least her boyfriend's cage was disassembled and tucked under the guest bed.
Oh.
What?
So shackles meaning for his feet? Is that what that's implying?
Yeah. Yeah, they won't let him dance. It's a song Ace was just singing. It's from RJ's latest arrival from
Take
the 80s.
Shackles.
Shackles on my feet. Won't let me dance.
Shackles. Take off those shackles. I want to know more about that. Is that so she had him strapped to where he couldn't get up and like he could sit on the couch, but he couldn't walk away because his ankle strapped by his ankles or something?
I don't know. None of that stuff does anything for me. And like I would never think, ooh, that's hot.
Put me in a cage.
Yeah.
A cage.
And I don't like to be restrained.
No. How's that fun?
I can't see myself saying, you know what would be really hot? Is if you chained me to the coffee table and then after that threw me in a cage while I'm wearing leather crotchless underwear.
Seems hot. Literally temperature-wise hot.
Yeah. Talk about swamp ass.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Where do you...
Oh, my God.
And then how about her just to his mom going, they're shackles.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you raised a pervert, bitch.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to hear?
That's what she was trying to tell her. They disassembled the cage.
And I picture it being like Riley's cage.
Yeah. Like a metal cage. And that's got to be his idea, right? Like,
yeah, if not, then it's probably a crime.
Yeah. She's like, I want to tie you up, shackle you. I'm like, bitch, get out. No, we're not doing that.
Must be a heavy coffee table. I think if somebody tied me to my coffee table, I'd be able to just pick it up and leave.
Exactly.
Sure. Exactly.
I'd get down to the filling station and somewhere and get them some bolt cutters.
Yeah.
Cut them off.
Nice try.
You thought.
They must have a granite coffee table.
You could keep Alexis in a cage. She's the size you could fit in a cage.
I can definitely fit inside of a cage. Tried it.
There are some perverts that just heard that.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, God. That's what I needed.
I knew it all along.
Oh, my God.
I
could fit in a cage. I got a cage in my garage. It's going to be perfect size for you.
Me, Kajo, Su, Kajo.
Well, because I've tried inside of a crate. That's the only reason why I know that. Because I was like, oh, I'll see if I can fit in there.
What kind of a crate?
Like a dog crate.
A dog crate?
Yeah, like a big lab one. Mm-hmm. Labrador.
You about the size of a Cocker Spaniel?
I always say this, and I know people get sick of it, but I just don't find any of that kind of stuff to be sexy at all.
But I'm surprised, Riggins, I would think that would be something you would like because you like when your women kind of punch you or beat you up or something. She said, hey, I want to shackle you. Although I'm still not clear on exactly how it works. I want to shackle you to the coffee table that you might be like, okay, cool, let's do it.
Or to the bed, maybe.
Maybe if that was her thing, but I just can't imagine that being a girl's thing. But if she was really into it, yeah, I mean, I'm willing to try. Yeah.
There's definitely girls out there that like that.
Yeah.
What about when they start hitting you with stuff, though? Like,
yeah.
I see that.
I like aggressive. Like, I like aggressive
whip.
But do you like humiliation?
I don't think so.
See, that's what I think of when I'm thinking about this. Just, humiliating him. you're
I didn't picture it like that.
Disgusting animal. Get in your cage.
Oh, yeah. That is, filthy, I didn't picture it that way, but okay. I see what you're saying.
You filthy, disgusting little piggy. Oink, 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 oink.
Yeah, that's a little much, I believe.
There was a video that went viral on Twitter about a week ago, and this guy, she walks him up to an ATM on a leash. He's on all fours. And she doesn't. She never shows her face. She walks him to the ATM on a leash. She gets up on his knees, puts his credit card in there. She goes, type in your PIN. Bing, bing, bing. Pulls out $200. She goes, now give it to me. He gives her the money. And then he lays down. And as she takes the money, she drops the leash and then walks across him.
Oh, my God.
Like down. On his face, down.
Oh.
And she goes, I'll see you next week. And just walks off. Like, that was it. He paid her $200 for that. And you're like, dude. And then she posts the video.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I would never be attracted to a man that would allow me to do that. Exactly. Like, no.
Yeah, but obviously she's some kind of a S&M service or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's probably like, $200. I don't care. Whatever.
In public. Yeah. At an ATM.
Yeah.
Where people are gathering to see you do that. I mean, I'm sorry. They're not gathering to see you do that, but they will see you. Can you imagine standing in the line, like you're waiting to use the ATM and you're standing there thinking, what is going on right here with this guy on his knees and the leash and the
like,
thing?
Like, grow some, dude.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm thinking of is, did he have on knee pads?
I thought the same thing.
That would hurt like hell.
It was like an outdoor gas station ATM.
I did some stretches yesterday on artificial turf and I thought it was going to skim my knees up. Like, I can't get off of this quick enough. You know, you're walking on concrete.
You would lose respect for him.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Even at the request of it.
Yeah, if I asked and he accepted, I'd be like, okay, nope, that was a test.
No, I mean, if he asked you to do it, you know what I want you to do? Humiliate me.
You'd be like,
yeah, no, nah, buddy, not my thing.
You're like a guy that occasionally tells you, hey, you need to check yourself.
That's what I need.
Like, you need to calm down.
Yeah, I need a guy that will put me in my place when I need it.
Well, that's going to make the feminists proud. We're going to hear from them now.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
So that thing you just said, Ace, the video guy Todd coming in tomorrow, that's going to cause us to be here late?
No.
No?
No, maybe like 5 minutes, you want to say.
Oh, my God. The day that never ends.
Yeah, the day that never ends.
Because you know his ass will be late, because you're the one that said he's never on time.
That's right.
Wear 10 watches, but he's never on time.
That's true. That's very true.
But I told you that. About Jody recommended him for a wedding gig, right?
Yeah.
She said he better not be late on them and I need to ask if he got the gig so I can start. If he didn't, I'm going to stop talking about it.
He didn't choose me.
There's a lady that just DM'd us that said, Alexis is completely right. I need to know my husband is in control. If he wanted me to put him in the dog's cage, we would have issues. Men and women are not created equal. That's from a lady named Rachel. Not me reading.
Ooh.
Not my own opinion. Just depends on what everybody wants, what everybody's into. Yeah. Everybody's into different things.
That was fast. He did get that wedding gig.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So Jody's saying, I recommended him for that. He better not be late.
He was right on time last week.
So. Tell him the wedding starts like an hour before. That's what my friends do with me.
They do?
Are you notorious for being late?
Oh, yeah. All Hispanics.
Well, yeah. How many times has she been late just since she's been...
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
I haven't been late in a while.
How long you been working here? A year, right?
It's going to be a year, yeah.
Yeah.
This month.
How many times you been late?
Maybe like 5.
Uh-huh. Riggins, how long you been working with us? how long you been working with us, Riggins?
I don't even know. Long time.
More than 10 years?
Yeah.
How many times you been late?
I don't know.
One.
One.
Yeah, maybe once.
And he cried. He was so upset. He let us down. He was so much. He cried. You come in here and be like, I should have gone and get breakfast. Yeah, I was late anyway.
It happens.
Well, I worked on it.
Good Lord. I wasn't expecting five.
She was like,
I don't know. I'm just taking a quick guess. Yeah.
She's been here 2 weeks. She was like, I'm going to need a day off.
What? I'm supposed to go to Miami and get high. But it's not good to compare one employee to the other.
It's not. Okay.
Isn't that what they say? You're not supposed to do that, at least to their faces.
I've never heard
like, you're not supposed to do that to them.
At least to their faces.
Mm-hmm. Rob said he's never been late. He just texted, but... Didn't you say he pushes it, Ace?
Rob.
Because he's late.
Rob's never late
for when the show starts late, yeah. But late for getting his stuff together late.
Yeah, before the show. He runs a little behind, but he does a good job.
Yeah, he does. He does everything I need him to do.
Me too.
Ace comes in here about twice a week. Girl, Rob's late today.
Rob may not be late physically in the building. He might be running late getting stuff done.
How do you know that he's – what is an indicator that he is running behind?
Because if I get here and I get ready and it's by like 10 minutes before the show starts or 15 minutes before the show starts and he hasn't set this room up yet, I know Rob's running behind.
Okay.
Because then I have to wait to record until he comes in and prints everything and has – and he'll say like, I was running late today.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. He's not late for anything. And there's nothing that we can't fix during the first break, which I often do, but –
But, like, he's – Rob is never
– Well, I'm just saying he's not late. Yeah.
Rob's never not here when the show starts.
Right.
Yeah, never. I've never seen
him. He's always here when the show starts.
Well, if that's the case, then that's only been one time when I overslept. If we're running by those standards. So.
Just take it. I would stop it.
Yeah.
Makes it worse if you fight it.
I don't know what one in Spanish is. I just remember the word again being said up in here.
Again?
I said, Lacey's going to be late. She overslept. Again? Yeah. I guess
it's not a traditional work environment, right. So it's.
But before she was on the air every day, and she was supposed to be doing Adam work, and what was it by 7?
I never had a time that they ever. No one ever told me when I was supposed to be.
Well, that doesn't sound like us.
That was the problem. No one ever told me an actual time, yeah, so I just figured, okay, well, I guess I'll just show up at this time.
Oh, that doesn't sound like us in the least.
Well, first off, it wasn't our responsibility.
Yeah, that was
she was working for Adam. So Adam should have told her what time he wanted her here. We just thought it was 7, so we counted all those to be late.
Well, no, it's just like when she was going to be late, she would say, that was when she would ask if we wanted her to go get breakfast.
That's not even true. And then y'all made like, that.
No, I'm not late.
No, that's not true.
No, I'm not late. I went to Chick-fil-A. I went to get y'all's breakfast. That's why I'm not here when I'm supposed to be.
That's pretty good, too. I like that. I'm getting breakfast for you. Yeah, that's pretty smart.
One time Ace told me to get him a water bottle. I had to stop by the gas station. I was late that time. Again, not my fault.
Hold on. I didn't tell you.
Yes.
I said, hey.
My boss asked me to do something. I'm going to do it.
If you have time, would you mind stopping by on your way in and grabbing me a water? Because I didn't have water. And she was like, I'd be glad to. So, okay, that's not uncommon. And I paid her for it.
Yeah. It's in the machine.
I need a big one.
Oh, get two.
Refill it.
No, I need the kind that comes out of a refrigerator with a door on it, not a machine.
I need a big one.
I need a belly washer.
That machine's burned him too many times.
Yeah,
I did. Thank you, Rob. You're right.
Yeah, I was just the errand runner. So at that point, I figured, I guess it's excused if I'm late. I'm running errands.
How many bags of Sun Chips were hung up in there the other day?
Three.
You were trying to get
three.
I was like, damn, give it up.
I only paid for two of them. Somebody else paid for the first one. I thought, I'm going to get Sun Chips and I'm going to get two. And then it held mine. Then there were three of them in there. And I was trying to, you know, nobody was here. I'm trying to hit on the window and rock the thing. And turns out they were all still hung on the little spindle part. They were still wrapped around that thing. It was never going all the way around to release them. And so there was no way I could get them loose.
They were well hung on that thing. And
I want a Sun Chip.
He was like an addict that just keeps running out of chips at the blackjack table.
Right. <Yeah.
laughs> He's got money stashed in his sock everywhere. I'm going to get some more chips.
I'm going to get them.
Give me... Give me another 100.
Like, damn it, this thing, eventually it's got to start kicking chips out of here. And then somebody above it had gotten crackers or something, and the crackers fell down and hit and just were stuck on sitting on top of the chips. It had the whole thing blocked up. It's like, if anybody will spend 85 cents, I can get three bags of chips and some crackers. Damn.
We're going to have a party.
That's right.
Up in this room.
Hell yeah.
Like a damn picnic.
I have Sun Chips.
Well, you know, you want something and you pay for it, and the damn machine eats your shit, and then they're like, leave a note. What? Who knows when the guy comes back in COVID? I'm going to leave a note for $1.60.
Yeah, I don't think the coffee service is running regular hours and days and stuff, Riggins.
Well, they've got my favorite coffee in there right now, Starbucks.
Who brings the Splenda?
Oh, I don't know.
There's no Splenda?
Not in the front coffee room.
I don't know.
I think they still have some in the back, which nobody is allowed to use that one.
Because
of COVID.
Yeah. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably above, in the cabinets above. That's where I found some extra supplies before.
Yeah.
Coffee stirrers and whatnot.
Those are the cabinets that are not zip tied together.
Isn't that what Alexis is, though? Our little coffee stirrer?
Our little coffee stirrer.
Alexis, coffee needs stirred.
Get on it.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.